Back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're talking Boomtown here today with our pyro crew, Chris Hoopy and Neil Eber. Kara Hawley from the Wamego Chamber joining us as well. And looking forward to a big celebration this weekend, and everything kind of kicks off tomorrow with the City Carnival and the Dunk Tank and all the activities leading up to the 4th of July. And we were talking about the parade a little bit ago, Kara, and there are some things maybe people need to take into consideration when they come celebrate on over the weekend.
Yes, we've changed up the parade route just a little bit for this year. So it'll still start at the high school on 8th Street. It'll continue to 5th Street. So instead of turning east or back west on 4th Street, it will turn west on 5th Street, follow to Poplar, and then back north on Poplar, back to the high school. So you can set up on 5th Street and on Poplar to view the parade as well. So that'll give people even more space to watch the parade, which should be nice. And then another new thing we have this year is we have added 3 school buses to take people out of the complex back to the shuttle parking following the fireworks show. So if you ride an ATA bus to the complex, you can get on any bus that takes you back to your red lot or to your green lot, even if it's a school bus. So hopefully we'll be moving more people out even faster this year. But we still do ask people to remain patient and hang out for a while and enjoy the music and just have a really nice time.
Now, if you are planning to take advantage of the shuttle, where are those parking lots for folks?
Yes. So the shuttle parking is at the Wamego Sports Complex, which is the high school football field. That is the red lot. We suggest parking in the red lot if you are coming from, say, Topeka. That way, when you leave, you have a right-hand turn to go back to Topeka. And then our next lot is the Wamego Middle School, which is the green lot. And we suggest parking there if you're coming from, say, Manhattan, from that direction. That way you have a right-hand turn also. So the green lot, again, is Wamego Middle School. Red lot is the high school football field parking lot.
Okay.
Good. And all that information is available at visitwamego.com. You can access the Google Map with pins and locations and additional detail on what Kara just described.
Now, a couple of years ago when I was first learning about Boomtown, and you know, a lot of folks say their 4th of July celebration is the best here. And you know, I hear about, you know, Wamego, and like, okay, it sounds great. I didn't realize the magnitude of it. And the fact that you need shuttle parking kind of speaks to just how big this event really is.
Yes, and I think it's important for our visitors to realize, too, we're a small town. We have few streets, but we have a lot of bodies, and we have a lot of cars, and we have a lot of people. So we just ask everybody to just keep that in mind when they come. But, you know, we want everybody to come, and we want everybody to enjoy the whole day. And just remember that we work really, really hard to bring as many people as to town as want to come, and we try to accommodate that as well as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned the volunteers. Obviously, it takes a whole bunch of them to put this on, and then you got the vendors. Do you have any new vendors coming out this year?
Well, we actually don't have a lot of vendors for the 4th of July. We have food vendors for the food court in the parade, and then the Friendship House offers all the concessions out at the rec complex for the fireworks show.
Okay, very good. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun, and let's talk a little bit with the pyro crew about just some of the ins and outs of how you put something like this together. How much, I know we were talking a little bit before we went on air, but how much of a challenge, Neil, has this been having the year off and trying to plan for this?
It's actually been a little more difficult than even I expected. So we do this once a year anyways, and it takes a little bit to get back into the swing every year. And this year, when we went through all of our prep and building effects and just all of the sorting that we do, I found it took me a little bit to really get my head wrapped around what we do and how we do it.
Now, you guys are just two of several. How big is your pyro crew altogether?
We have 17 involved in the shooting portion of the show, and then 37 pyro crew and assistants that actually set up the show that day.
All right. Now, I am no expert at this kind of stuff, so you guys have to kind of educate me on kind of what setup is like here and maybe what's going on now and what will go on leading up to the next few days.
Well, so right now we are in the middle of putting together all of our effects. So we buy fireworks, but we like to put them together to do something, you know, to the music so that we can shoot it as part of our pyro musical. So it doesn't come from the factory. That way we have to build these effects and make sure that they're going to do the thing we want at the exact time we want. And so right now we're putting all this together, and our crew's working really hard to make sure, you know, that it looks like we want it to on the 4th. And so once we get all that packed up, then it's a lot of our electronic testing. We're going through and making sure all of our electronics works, and then it's just the whole rest of the event and just getting ready for setup.
All right, you use the term pyro musical, and for those that maybe aren't aware, this is synced to music. Where I'm sitting, it's a little hard to hear last time, so I'm going to bring a radio with me this time. And we were saying on air earlier, make sure it's the old-fashioned way. You don't want to bring your Alexa device and listen to the stream because you'll have a little bit of a delay. But bring a radio with you because it's really cool how you have it synced up.
That's right. That's right. And actually, when you put 30 to 40 to 60,000 people in an area, one thing to keep in mind, cell phones don't work that great as the towers start to overload. And there's a period there where there's definitely some intermittency that folks ought to plan for. But the soundtrack is a huge piece. And the neat thing with our partnership with Manhattan Broadcasting and B104.7 specifically is when you broadcast sound across a large area, as it travels, there's delay. And you start adding seconds to where the listener hears it, depending on their point to the speaker stack. Doing it with radio, everyone gets to hear this production as it was engineered to be coordinated with the fireworks. You don't have a delay if you listen to the signal on your local radio or on your headset. And I think the soundtrack's really an interesting piece. We spend a tremendous amount of time investing in the soundtrack. A lot of fireworks shows are shot to music. They pick some songs and we toss fireworks up over the top of them. Our music is actually set to fireworks. So when we start development of the show, we spend upwards of a month selecting songs, selecting parts of songs, and developing this soundtrack. The soundtrack is incredibly important to us. It elicits a very powerful emotional response, and the Wamego Fireworks Show has gained notoriety because of that fact. It's more than a fireworks show. It's a pyro musical, right? So we're working on the art of taking the viewing audience on a journey, a true emotional experience with highs and lows and ups and downs, and it's kind of an art we've been developing over the last two decades and really refining in recent years as technology has enabled us to even become tighter in the coordination of effects with the music.
Yeah. That sounds like the most fun part of the putting a show like this together. For me, being a sound guy, maybe that's probably why. But very cool. And this is a pretty long show. It's close to a half hour, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that about accurate?
Yes. Yeah, we always aim for about a half an hour because we feel like that's about the right amount of time to wow people but not bore them.
Yeah. So. Well, and we mentioned here Departure is going to be out there performing. They kind of perform, I guess, leading up to and then the post-concert as well. And, yeah, you know, that's probably great for traffic alleviation a little bit too, having people stay back a little bit and maybe keep it less congested on Highway 24 there.
Correct. Yes, that's the idea behind it, as well as entertaining everybody.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And they put on a good show, too. They were just out at Manhattan City Park this past weekend and played a lot of those classic rock tunes, you know, and going to be just a wonderful opportunity for folks to see. Now, if you do come out, I have small kids. I have a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old. Is it going to be too loud for them? Should I maybe bring something to cover their ears if they're a little sensitive to that?
So, like, my kids, the earmuffs that I mow with that have an AM-FM radio in them, that's their favorite thing to wear. And I would say if you're further out on the soccer field or viewing from, you know, a couple hundred yards away, it's probably not as bad. If they're going to sit right up next to our caution tape or our setbacks, then yeah, it's going to get real loud. And you're probably going to want to do something to help them unless they are just an absolute pyromaniac who loves that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It is interesting, Brandon, to see there's often pictures that come up, and you'll see video or pictures of the youngest of children asleep in their mother's arms in the middle of the show, and that one baffles me. I guess the percussion soothes them to sleep. So maybe they're future pyro crew recruits, perhaps in the making. Hard to say.
Could be. Maybe it reminds them of mother's heartbeat in the womb. I don't know. Something like that.
You know, besides ear protection, the other thing I would bring would be a wagon, because there is a bit of walking involved once you've parked, and that way you can haul your, even if you don't have children, you can use a stroller for your beverages and your, you know, pack, if you pack a lunch or if you have a blanket or a frisbee or you know, whatever you want to do, but it's nice to have something that you can pull.
That's a good point. Yeah. I remember us, you know, I've only been to this thing once. I've lived here for 3 years, wanted to go last year, didn't get a chance, but I will be there this weekend. So that's something I remember. Having a wagon would have been a real benefit to us. We didn't have it last time, but as much stuff as you carry, and there's obviously popcorn for sale, I know, out of the park, and we definitely will be partaking in that. So and you want to get there early. You want to get a good seat.
You do. You know, Chris likes to say, if you come at 8, you're late. So, so yeah, do definitely. The shuttles start running at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
The rec complex itself opens at 4 o'clock, the parking. But the MCM lots and the Caterpillar lots, they're open, and, you know, for people to park in. It's free parking. The MCM lot right across from the rec complex on Balderson is a free will donation for the Boy Scouts, because they help park cars in there and organize that lot. So that's a nice way to kind of give back to the community if you want to park in there.
All right. You can make a whole evening out of the deal and have your dinner out there and stay for fireworks and have some dessert out there as well and just celebrate freedom in Wamego. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll have more here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.